start. So welcome to my podcast, The Unraveling with Miles Dre. And I am the host. My name is Ayomide Odulami Miles. And actually, I would like every one of us to actually introduce themselves before we actually go on with the topic for today. So let's start with the, they say ladies first every time. So let's start with the lady we have in our midst. Please take the floor, please.
All right. Hi, guys. Good evening. My name is Abiodun Elizabeth, popularly known as Lizzie everywhere. So it's my pleasure meeting you guys.
All right. So Rufus, please take the floor too.
Okay. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. My name is Oni Rufus Olajide, and thanks for having me on here.
All right, thank you very much. And Dayo, please, can you actually introduce yourself too?
Hi, good evening, house. My name is Dayo. How about that, brother Dayo?
Crazy. Yeah. All right. So the topic is all about women and conscience, and that's the topic for today. And it has been an actual problem whereby we face a lot of things with our friends, or challenges, or conflict, or whatsoever, or even disagreement with our friends or our family, or any relationship whatsoever that you're having with yourself. And we find it difficult that sometimes in a state of mind, you feel like, why is this person not showing a remorse to what just happened, like an incident that actually happened? And you feel like, oh, why is this person not feeling like he should apologize, or she should apologize to that particular thing? Now, everybody has their own defense state, because everybody have their own reason. It's not like maybe everybody is actually missing that conscience. I believe anybody that is actually anybody that is missing conscience is actually a psychopath. Let's just put it that way. Anybody that is mad.
Yeah.
No, anybody that is mad, that is in his right state of mind, definitely that's the person that shouldn't have it. That's the kind of person that shouldn't have a conscience. But yeah, it still exists that some people act as if they don't even have these things. And it brought about the question whereby we need to now ask ourselves and feel like, why is this person not feeling that, okay, what I just did is actually bad? And so for me to now kickstart it, I've actually said like a preamble of what this is. And I want us to actually, despite the argument, I want us to link it all together. Do we feel like conscience and remorse also work together, or they don't even need to work together? But despite all, let me just go through the definitions just to help ourselves out here. So remorse is an emotional state characterized by feelings of regret, guilt, and sorrow over one past actions or behaviors that have caused harm, hurt, or inconveniences to oneself or others. It involves a deep sense of responsibility and a desire to make amends or rectifying the wrongdoing. Now, conscience, on the other hand, refers to an individual internal moral compass or sense of right and wrong. It's a cognitive and ethical faculty that guides decision making and behavior based on your personal value, societal need, and a sense of integrity. So conscience helps individuals to distinguish between morally acceptable and unacceptable actions, and often leads to feeling of guilt or remorse when one acts contrary to that conscience. Now, let me put this question first, because I feel like maybe I feel maybe the ladies are the one having they are the one giving us the trouble. Yeah. Now, why is it, Elizabeth? I'm asking you the question. Why is it that a lady will do something that is wrong and that person do not want to apologize? Sometimes I feel like we don't actually even need that apology. But I just feel like it should have happened. So, in your own defense state, Elizabeth, why do you think they just don't want to apologize? Or is it that the conscience is not working? or is it that you don't even think linking that conscience to the remorse is actually something to work out on? So please, you have the floor now, Elizabeth.
Okay, so when we talk about remorse, actually, according to an explanation, it says the strong feeling of sadness and regret about something wrong that you have done. So basically, a lady might felt what I've done, it's not bad. So why should I be remorseful or to take action and apologize? You understand? So now it not depends on conscience. Fine. A conscience is a morally taught. It like a training. You've already trained yourself. Okay, this is that these things is actually bad. Why this thing is it's right, do you get? But then how do I know that I'm doing the right thing? Okay, let me paint a scenario. I'm with someone and maybe we're together. I did something bad. Actually, I know right that I did something bad. I'll be remorseful to apologize at that moment. But then there are some things I just felt that this thing is just individual. The way we're being taught, your morals and your beliefs. You might actually feel that a particular thing it's not wrong, like it's right. And individually, my second partner might felt this thing is actually wrong. There are a lot of scenarios that we can paint. But then I felt it's based on beliefs, the way you are being taught and the way you are being brought up.
All right. So Dayo and Rufus, is there anything to say to what Elizabeth just said?
The thing is, I want to agree with that. Because I feel like personally, I feel like for you to be remorseful, like it comes with a trait. It's a trait that you need to have. And I feel like it's something that your parents need to infuse in you. You need to grow up with it. People actually don't feel remorse because they don't have it. But empathy, maybe they are close to empathy, shade. But feeling okay, let me be hypothetical here. Let's assume you're driving on a highway. Let's say Lagos about that way. You're going on 120. Then you feel like let me increase 130. You know, automatically you feel like I'm not right. What I'm doing is wrong. But you feel like the road is fixed 130, you can go. Then you feel like 120, 140. Automatically you feel you have this conscience that what I'm doing is wrong. Let me carry on. The moment you eat something, damn, you'll be like, God. Then you check, you'll be like, what have I done? You know, you feel so remorse, like, have I done? This is so personally, people have conscience, but they lack that sense of being remorse to others. And why? One, they feel like you can't correct them.
Yeah.
When you feel like I'm above this, you can't correct me. Some feel like their background, they have the wealth, they have the age. Let us bring this into relationship. That's just what this is telling to us. I feel like I have the age, I have the duty, I have the money, I'm fine, I'm capable of doing this, that. So you don't want to take cognizance of what people are saying. So you don't care about what they say, you don't care about how they feel. So you just feel like I can do this, I can go away with this. You know, you find it very hard to say I'm sorry. The moment you begin to find it hard to say I'm sorry, you don't feel remorse for anything. I feel like you get my point.
Okay. But before you actually take the floor, if you are going to actually say something, Elizabeth, is there a scenario you have? Because I actually have something from what you said. What kind of scenario do you feel like if that thing happened? If it let's be practical, that if that thing actually happened, you feel like you shouldn't be the one to actually say so. Do you have like a scenario?
Okay, let me try to paint a scenario. Okay, let's say in a relationship, right? At times you might feel like, let me go spend a weekend with my guy. But then I got there on a Friday, we hung out, came in back, then the following morning. So some ladies, they felt like I'm here, I shouldn't do anything like an house chores. It shouldn't be the ones telling me to stand up and maybe make a breakfast or clean the house and every other thing. You know, that kind of thing. So the guy, he might feel like, no, this is your right thing for you to do. And it might cause an issue. Why will you come to my place on a weekend and you felt like you can just stay on the bed and doing nothing? But then as I said earlier, depends on individual. Okay, now let me come in. Another type of conscience, you know, we are being trained in different ways. We have the right conscience. The right conscience is, I know what to do and I have to do it. And also, we have a pharisaical conscience. This means that it's like an hypocrite. Of course, I know I came to your place on the norms. I should just get doing something, make a breakfast. I came here, we already have a long night together, and in the morning, like, I already know I should make a breakfast. But because I want to be an hypocrite, I would just feel like it's nothing. I came here to relax and I don't have to do this. So on the other hand, to the partner, in my health, this is bad. And to me, because I just felt like it's a normal thing, I won't be remorse to apologize and that kind of thing. I don't know. I've made my point there.
All right. So both of us, from what she just said, from our own end, do we agree with that? That yes, she's actually right in some aspect or not totally?
Yeah. She's actually right, because the truth is, most times people know the right thing to do. Now they cannot decide whether to do it or not. And this conscious thing, I think over time, some people kill their conscience because they don't. When the trigger comes, they just deaden it. Like, depending on the situation, right? And I think the way people react also is completely different. Like, relationship is completely different from the scenario Babatunde gave with driving. There's some things that you know that this thing, I'm not meant to do it. But it's until it backfires, you now start beating yourself up. But if you do it and you get away with it, now your conscience, one way or the other, you're already reprogramming it. So the more you keep doing it and you keep getting away with it, it gets to a point that you even feel like you shouldn't be doing it anymore, because you feel like you've been doing it and it has been going on well for you. Right. So all of these things, I think, is just about the individual. Really, just about the individual. Everybody was brought up differently. We have different experiences. What I might count as something that doesn't make sense or something disrespectful, another person might just see it and like, it's a normal thing. Right, I just feel it's just based off, let's say, the relationship now, like you said, and like she said, the one where the girl went to visit the guy, and now whatever the girl has in mind, whether she wants to be an hypocrite about it or she knows that she's not meant to do it or whatever, if the person, like the guy, talks to her about it, what happens after that will now determine whether the person actually had the conscience or was even remorseful in the first place. You get, because some things can happen, you might not be aware. Somebody can call your attention to it. But what now happens afterwards will not actually determine, okay, this thing, are you actually doing it because you don't know, or you are intentionally doing it?
Alright. Okay, so now something came to my mind just now. So is it that, now I think this is actually a general question for everyone on the call, is it that sometimes like that we feel like if we want to show that remorse to something, is it that we feel like this thing is a weakness on our own part, and so because of that we withhold or we hold on and we don't actually apologize for particular stuff?
I would say maybe ego can also come into play, right?
Okay.
Sometimes ego can come into play, and it depends on what actually caused the issue on ground. I can be at fault, right? But I might have a particular reason why I'm doing this thing I did. Now, it doesn't justify what I did, but I might have a reason, right? And I feel like at that time, I don't want to apologize about it, because it will make me feel like it will change the whole dynamics of the issue. Like you can piss me off with something, right? Maybe let's say you can piss me off, maybe a friend can annoy me with something, and I can now make it worse with how I reply, right? Mm-hmm. But now I feel if I apologize, it changes the fact that you actually annoyed me in the first place. Did you get it? So that one might not now make me want to apologize, but I think if we can communicate sometimes effectively, I'll let you know that, okay, yes, you piss me off, but this thing where I talk, I'm not supposed to talk out, no vex. But I can communicate that what you also did was what got me upset, and we can like try to level it up there. Because the most important thing is being able to be accountable for whatever you do, good or bad,
right? When you do something wrong, just own up to it, right? Own up to it. But if me now I see a repeated pattern of you are doing a particular thing repeatedly, I've corrected you repeatedly. At that point, it's not even a case of remorse or conscience anymore. I just feel like you know what you need to do, and you just want to intentionally do this kind of thing. As guys, most times it's easier for us to filter relationships, maybe with other guys or maybe even in the workplace. We can set boundaries and those kind of things if we notice that kind of pattern. But then in relationship with girls, you know, sometimes girls can be very funny. They can get upset at you for something that you didn't even know that you did, right? And they'll react
and they'll blame you, and they even want to react with that way. I think I agree with you for that.
And
they will react
and they'll be blaming you for the way they react, and mind you, you yourself, you don't even know what you did. Like, it's just a very funny thing, and they always feel like anything that happens is the guy's fault, because they'll feel like you're the one responsible.
They're taking 2 points the out there. They take everything like they take it that everybody, anything they do or anything that happens is always the guy's fault.
Yeah.
And what was the first one again?
Them reacting, and
yes, they overreact.
They not apologize for it. They'll still blame you for how they react.
Jesus.
And even when you try to even explain everything, they want to even downplay it. It's not a matter of course. It doesn't see. I think what that does over time is it just causes resentment, and that's why most guys just lock up. Not that they don't have anything to say, but because they just feel like, what's the point?
Oh, I feel like we are tired. Should be putting
that. Just look up.
Yeah. When you're tired,
it's not even about you being tired.
You don't want to cause more future drama or something.
Lizzie, I put it to you.
I don't think it's actually like that. You know, at times, women, I personally, to get what exactly is wrong with me, I can't say. So when I try to do something to my other partner, I feel like, what exactly is wrong with you? I personally, I can't explain it. Now, we are taking it as an issue. Instead of you trying to come in house, trying to get closer to me, okay, babe, what exactly is wrong? Is it that you are not feeling you had a bad day or you have cramps? You know, that kind of question. You can even give me a soft mind. You can even just explain myself. But then, you know, I don't think it's resentment, as I said earlier. It just depends on how you take things. So
No. The resentment happens over time. Like, it just happens over time. Sometimes it just happens over time. To just over it, like, you won't just do it on it, but then the reason to act in other ways. The resentment just happens over time, especially because it's not even really about argument or maybe one person is trying to prove points. But if I know that, okay, you did something that doesn't make sense, but I'm trying to explain what you did and why it doesn't make sense, and you're making me, and I'm saying something like, it's based off what I did, and I'm like, it's not about what I did, or I didn't even know what I even did. I was even making, like, just trying to just ease themselves off the blame or whatever, making them feel like they are not crazy for thinking how they did. They don't as at fault. Not me. Why are you talking about me?
But most times, men are always at fault. Maybe I just feel like maybe they talk to
girls. It's the same thing you are saying. Yes, you are just defending your point. It's the same thing.
Lizzie, I want to put it to you that generally, women are manipulative.
Yeah.
I don't agree with that. Stop that.
Very true.
Wait. You know what? The kind of being it in a way that you as a guy blame yourself and feel like, why should I?
Yes,
no. And you go back to apologize, then your second thought will not be like, maybe you want me. But come again, you apologize. At the point in time, you get tired. The tide will change. And then I feel like that part. You are doing what is you should tell.
Yes,
you should talk to them. Wait, I want to talk to you. Okay, that is, let me tell you, in a relationship, it always be easy. We have something to drag about. I don't personally like relationship that is just so cool. If you don't fight, you don't get to drag something.
That's it.
When you drag something,
it makes
you shouldn't take it to another extent. But the moment she starts taking it to another extent, and she's always one sided, feeling like, I'm always right. She's always right. Then I have this sense of like, wait, let me analyze the entire thing. That's me for you. no matter what happened, I will analyze it. I'll feel like, okay, am I wrong? Am I actually wrong? I will come back to you and be like, ah, babe, I'm sorry, I'm wrong. If I'm not wrong, I'll wait for you to say I'm sorry. If you don't say it, I'll just let it slide, just let it go. And another one before, I will tell you, wait, then it's never. Last week, I was having a conversation, mid of this week, I was having a conversation with my baby, talking about something. Then I tried to correct her, and she'd be like, okay, Motigwe. On Thursday, I did something similar, and she popped it up, I'd be like, hey, she needs to don't do that today, and I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. But she not say I'm sorry, because she not find anything to say I'm sorry. And I'm like, well, you're wrong, I said I'm sorry, and she'd be like, no, I'm sorry, Dibabo. It was just nonsense. I'm like, this is normal. So you get it. It was on a lighter note, but it should have become that's awesome. And at the end, they try to put to you that you are the bad person, try to paint you the clown.
Always, like that thing is sickening. When you when nobody say person something like sometimes I want to
because no, it's not about ladies. That's where the conscience comes in. Now you felt what she did was actually bad, but to her she just felt like it's a norm. Listen, it's just a norm. Let me say something. Basically, it's our morals. Like the way we're being taught, a lot of people don't see wrong. No, let me see. Even at the place of work, eh, a lot of people doesn't see wrong. I mean, doesn't see right thing in wrong things. They're just like, listen, everything is right. But to you, because the way we're being taught or the way we're being trained, felt no, this thing is actually bad. So this being remorseful and being a conscious thing, I think it's just based on individual, and this portrays in relationships, because relationships.
I agree that it's based on individuals, but the dynamics change when it comes to relationship. Like it changes completely, and that's
why.
Because
why they say that?
I've been in relationships. I have friends in relationships, and even Babatunde here is even being on the same page with me. Like there's this way you guys just make it seem like you guys can do no wrong. And as if it's everything that happens, like they will blame you for something that happens, they will blame you for even the way they react.
Yeah, so why can't you just bring your ego down and try to understand things?
Ego down,
bring ego down for what?
How is ego even up in the first place? What happened? let me give
you want me to put it this way that women. Like natural, like average, this generation, they are not submissive. That's what you are saying. You are wanting.
No way.
Everybody just like is head to head.
No. Don't paint it in that scenario, please. Don't do that because.
Let me paint the bigger picture for you. Let me paint the bigger picture for you.
Okay, I'm listening.
If you find yourself like a guy now, if you find yourself dating a banker, no.
Okay.
Or people that white collar so shady.
All right, yeah.
They tell you that they don't have time. You have to provide your, you have to squeeze your own time to talk to them because they feel like I'm busy. This one, I'm busy.
Because
you have to schedule. You have to schedule your time. They say one Saturday, and I feel like okay, babe, come my side. She decided to come. Instead of her to come, okay, you guys should have a nice time. She will sleep. She's not sleeping. She's doing something that doesn't make any sense to you, and you're like. Babe, I think we are supposed to be cool. And she's like, what you mean? I'm tired. I'll be a tired week.
Really?
I don't want.
Relationship is all about sacrifice. This thing you said, yeah. When I want to spend time with you, I know that I'm coming to spend time with you. It's not about me. It's about us. Most of these girls
Referrals, yeah, you're mixing things up.
Okay.
One thing I learned is I just try to understand your capability of your girlfriend. Do you get?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now in a situation whereby you're asking to come to your place, someone like me in particular, I had issues because once I'm coming, once I'm coming to the end, I felt I'm going there to relax. Every other thing would be like an issue to to me. So I just feel like, when we have to come, okay, fine, I want to spend time with you, right? I've given you maybe some time, and I felt like, let me just relax. And the next thing, like, no, babe, I'm not satisfied, or I need more of your time. That kind of thing will cause issue. I will take it up to with you, like, can't you just understand?
Okay. After she's done, please. I want to just answer her to this particular stuff she just said.
Okay, why can't you just understand that I have a long break and I just need to relax? Fine, I tried as much as possible to sacrifice and come to your end, but at least I have to some extent, I've given you what you want. Let me just relax. But no, because of the ego and like maybe it's not to some guys, I feel like no way, you are not doing the right thing. And to me, if I'm in that kind of scenario, I can bet you I won't be removed and I won't say sorry. I won't apologize because you should have understand these things. I'm a white collar babe. I work Monday to Friday. I'm coming to your place to relax. Nothing else.
All right. So let me just comment. Sorry. Can I?
Okay, I'm listening.
So it's this way. I totally agree with you, Elizabeth. It's not like I don't agree. It's not like I agree with that. Yeah, you're working 5 days a week, you're tired, and you were being invited over by your partner. So your partner called you over, you are dead, and you're sleeping all through those times, or maybe you feel like after 1 hour or 2 hours of activeness, then you are tired. Then activeness in the sense that maybe walking around, joking around, you guys did a lot of playful act and all that, and all of a sudden you're tired after that. So what I want to bring out is that now you said the conscience of the guy should be this and that. If the guy noticed that you have done this the first time, he told you and you felt like it was bringing out his ego to show that, come on, are you not feeling what I'm feeling? That you say something. Are we not working as well? It's not like we are jobless, but that is by the way. But what I want to put it to you, that why is it that this same thing you do, this same exact thing you do, if you are being invited over and the guy is on his system or watching TikTok, I'm just saying,
bro, God bless.
It won't be TikTok. Easy now. How will you do that? I don't get it.
God bless you, bro.
You are being defensive now. Is it that the power is in your own hands? You people have that power to control it, and we can't do it.
There's no two ways to do it. They just want to, they are so defensive.
Offensive and selfish. I'm just sorry that you're doing this call, because I feel like I don't want us to just bomb you down
that, because I understand how things work.
I will actually want, because I feel like if we do the same and we don't say sorry, it's not like our conscience is not telling us to say it, because we know we have actually done bad, but it was because of what you have done before. And
a guy
and a girl can legit do this, like the same things on different occasions, but the girl cry for it. And
yes, okay, let me
for this thing when you did it, I didn't say again that was you. She go carry on for her head, like I see.
Why?
So if you like to say something,
why
do you have to bring, maybe we had an argument earlier, we're not bringing it to a present time.
Similar stuff. I did the same thing before. You did the same thing to me before. I just okay, no problem. That's fine. You probably didn't even apologize much. I don't even know that I even called your attention to it. Like, see what you did? Like, I didn't think of it like that. Maybe no. No vex. There's one thing, one of my she should tell me no vex. And me, no vex, no be apology. Because you are not.
So what is it? Excuse me, what is it if it's not?
What it be
apology?
No vex?
I don't
know. No vex now, like two and serious. I didn't follow you talk matter with you. She tell me no vex.
Yes, no.
I be your guy.
I feel like the person is saying no vex at that moment just to keep short or like keep the matter.
That's the whole perspective.
I feel like no vex in the context is that I feel like when the person is saying it, we should check at that moment.
Yes,
the moment when that person is saying it. It's not when the person just say it is the discussion is still on and you're just like, okay, no verse.
This thing
I feel like that is very offensive.
Yes, now Miles.
And
I posted on my WhatsApp one time, like, say no vex, no apology. If you see how many guys that were replying to the post, they were like, even the one of
sorry, guys. Now guys are always like that now. Like,
no, you have to understand. Apologies,
right? Okay, I understand what you're trying to. The facts are there. No vex. Actually,
If you offend your mother or maybe your parents, or your parents even offend you, like you're upset, and they just tell you no vex, how will you feel? Something that's pinning you, they just tell you no vex.
No vex sounds
very, very.
I feel like no vex in an Igbo girl that is saying it. I think there's a way I see kind of. Digest it into some certain area, but when a Yoruba girl, our own language or everybody's language have there's a way we use it. So you telling me if you say, in fact, no verse is like saying somebody Yoruba saying pele.
Wait, that's right.
What you guys are doing here is actually not it. Let me tell you something. If we are in a conversation, in the middle of a conversation, I just want this to die down, I will tell you no vex. Like, no vex, just let it die down. So, at the long run, if I felt what I did is actually bad, I can just come back to you like, okay, babe, I'm sorry.
They don't come back.
Elizabeth, you just acknowledge the fact that you said
no vex doesn't mean anything. Just not like just
you actually made it from your heart. You still want to go at it, like, how will we think? You said that no vex just to die down the situation. I'm not saying it's not good. It's good. It's a very nice tactics. That is the guy you out.
Let's just die down. Like, let's just leave that matter for now. But then,
the situation.
I won't say sorry at that moment. That's it. It's not possible for me to come and say sorry. Sorry for what? I have no
So who has the ego now? If you can't say sorry at that moment.
No. You are mixing words. I won't say sorry at that moment because I felt what I did, it's a numb thing. Like, you don't have to get over it. You don't have to get angry over it. You can just get over it. But then you're making it like an issue. Wait, now you are
making really it an issue. You can't really tell me what I can be upset of.
Now you're making it an issue and you felt I should say sorry. I won't say sorry at that moment. I only use that no verse so that the matter can die down. And let's be real for a minute. Then even I can go through the conversation.
Let's jump start. Okay, so I have a scenario again.
Okay.
Being practical now, I want to go to church. This thing that it has not happened, but I feel like it's going to happen one way or the other later on in our, in our future relationship or whatsoever. I want to go to church on a Sunday morning. My lady is making up or probably dressing, because automatically we all agree. I think we all agree that the lady takes more time in the bedroom and the dressing up and all, right?
Yeah.
And now we know we are going to the church or we are going to the mosque. We are going to where we want to go and have, like, to pray to God. Even though we are a traditionalist, we are going somewhere and there's a time limit to it. Now, I feel like you are not purposely taking your time. It is not your fault, because I feel like this is part whereby a guy uses sense and tell a lady that, okay, you go and bath like 30 minutes before, because you want to beat that time. You feel like she will take time, so go and bath 30 minutes before. Now you are planning ahead. That is we trying to resolve a particular issue that you feel like this person will take time if I bath first, because when the guy bath first, he's just putting on his clothes and he probably if he cream himself now make God make you remember say you won't cream. I'm just being candid. If you cream, I say maybe you remember to come there. Now where I'm going is that now I am in the car, I am still waiting. Wait, see, Apple. If I drive, I know. If I feel like if I drive to the church and I drop you, two things are involved. You are angry, one, and you might even later not go to that church or go to the mosque later on because you feel like I drive or I didn't take you along or maybe something and you like. Because of this, you are angry automatically. I feel like I'm not at 40. You know. I feel okay, don't let me say you know, because I feel like you see different things. I feel like you should know that you are at 40 because I drove off and you were the one wasting time. And you want me to say sorry. I feel like I will say sorry, but maybe your sorry should have come first. Or what did you think? Elizabeth don't even come up for the call. But seriously, she's coming back. But let's just wait. Maybe it's the network. But Rufus, did you know that this thing is very crazy? And Dayo?
Yeah.
It happens a lot.
Because I feel like they... I feel like I might still say my own sorry. But come on. Your own should come first. Because I mean, why are they feeling like you took the time? If I wait, we won't go to safe. We might not later on get to actually... meet up with that service or the message, but yeah, they still want us to say sorry or to say that we drove off, that we have been waiting for past how many minutes or something. Why are they like this? And again, why we wait for her to come back? I believe we agree on this. Is it that this particular remorse or something that we're talking about, is it that the genesis of it is that it always starts from home? Like your parents, and I think it starts from your the parents first, then to the society or the community at large. Should we all agree that that is the basic problem of all this?
Well, the thing is, first of all, men are naturally petty. They do things and they just feel like a desiccant. They want you to come at them. They naturally, 1 year, you can try this with a year old girl. You understand practically that they are naturally petty. But men, and the way men are being wired, men don't like too much stress. Especially when it comes to emotion, we don't want to disturb your emotion. They'll be like, okay, I'm sorry, move past it. But women don't take it like that. They don't take things. They take things too hard. Man, though, barely see man take things too hard. I feel like men don't take things too hard when it comes to maybe someone is getting, maybe at the end of it, every relationship, maybe, depending on how you feel, at the end of the relationship, then they feel like they want to let it go or not. They decide to take it to heart and be like, and they don't care. Man don't really care about the reaction anymore. You can just deal with it, but I'm done with you, Shane. But
so is it that we can actually paint it that it's the parents' fault that
no, that's
not. I'm not even saying the lady at this moment.
Generally,
the male and the female. Is it the parents' fault? Or is it the society fault? Or is it that because you are not socialized? Because I feel like if somebody is an introvert, some of them are not like 100% socialized like that. And them going into a relationship, they don't know a lot of things. Because when you're socialized, you feel like, okay, now me and you, now we're having this conversation. And obviously, this will be published and somebody is listening to it. This is still socialization. You are on the internet and all that. Is it because that person is less socialized? Is it the parents? Is it the commodity? Or where do you think this thing is actually coming from? Why do they just have it?
Let me highlight like 5 points here. See, first off, like I said, it is a trait. And there's this theory I don't want to go into. It's like if you don't have some certain traits, you find it difficult to go along with it. It is a trait that you are supposed to build from the genesis. I think from the age of 5 to 7, you need to control your kids. Tell them when you wrong your elder or your sister, brother, you feel like, go and say sorry to her. You know, mothers do this. They'll be like, go and say sorry to her. You feel grumbling, but at the end, you still gonna be like, I'm sorry. We are less. You know, at that moment, you feel like, I'm sorry. And at the end, share this biscuit. I'm not saying this because of them. I'm saying this from another. I feel like people that have single parents mostly lack this trait because the way they are being wired. Like, I'm saying it from my own angle. It's my own. What I'm saying. basically, I think it's people they are being trained by single mother, single father. So I feel like at the end, they don't see society the way we see, the way I see it. Because they feel like, hey, why should I? Because they don't have the love. If you don't have love, if you don't have too much love with you, you don't give it out. Because for you to feel remorse, for you to have that level of empathy, you need to have love, you need to look for another. And feel like, it got too much shame. What I did is wrong.
So definitely, if somebody is not actually showing emotion, we should actually like stick it to our head. Number one, I feel like this person is not well trained.
Yes.
But how about somebody that's even well trained?
Yeah, like
I feel like some people are even still well trained.
Another thing that I want to highlight
because of their socialization.
Another thing. Can I comment?
Let me write my point down. Another one is the doctrine, your faith. So, if you are like, I don't want to be biased here, but there are some Muslims that feel like, okay, I'm not supposed to say something. There are some Christians that feel like I'm not supposed to do this. So again, if you cross my trait, if you cross my doctrine, am I not want to say sorry? Because the way I'm being wired, I'm being trained, like my doctrine, like as a Christian, I'm not supposed to. Okay, let me be raw here. Let's assume you have a boyfriend or a girlfriend. I feel like, okay, can I get eggs? And you know, it's something bad that you don't fancy it, you don't like it. And it causes issue. You might feel like even my religion doesn't allow this. I'm being holy. I don't want to do this. Say again. But at the end, you might not want to say sorry. But me, I'm like, I like come and give me a time. But you're like, no, I think I don't give it because you might find it difficult and you have to go over it over and over and over and over. It becomes issue in the relationship. Say again. That's true. Another one is your society, your environment. The environment you find yourself depends how you react to people.
Yes.
Your environment. Because if you find yourself in an environment whereby people don't care about what you say, what you do, how you say, you don't really come to my own office, people don't care. You will say anything, nonsense, raw, nobody cares. But go to my head office, you're not supposed to say nonsense. You see, if you confine yourself to certain environments, to certain people, to certain environments, certain situations, you put your ideas and at the end, you will relate to other outside based on what you have inside. I remember after my service, when I got back, I was doing certain things. Okay, let me share it with you. When I got back from service, I did my service in Milan. When I got back, I find it difficult to prostrate to my own father because I was coming from an environment whereby their religion level is quite high from Lagos here. Then my dad come and be like, ha, Wale, Philos here. I'm like, it's still okay, come on. I'm like, no, never in your life, don't do that to me. You get more dear. I find that even fathers tell their kids not to portray for them because they feel like it's part of their religion that you should scrap it. Shake it. But yeah, in the course, you don't take, you should prostrate.
For we that we don't even understand, we feel like, why is this person like acting this way? The person is crazy. And this is actually very well seen.
It's just that
is the personality, the how the person has been wired or something. What do you want to say something?
I think I want to say something. I picked the point from what Dayo said. See, naturally, everyone is being trained. Take it or leave it. We are being trained in either ways, maybe in school, by your parents, by your friends. Realize these days that we're all Gen Z's and lots of people base their lives on social media. They feel like what people are doing on the social, on the gram, is just the norms, even if their conscience is telling them that this thing is actually bad. Do you get? So that's why they say that we have something like a right conscience. A right conscience, we already know that this thing is bad, but then because you feel the society is having
It's totally acceptable around
you. Yes, exactly. So you just are like, no, you dare the conscience. And by the time
I think that's one of the reasons why some people don't actually show remorse because they don't even know they're actually wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Because the society would just
some of them know. Some of them are just feeling the conscience. Some of them know.
Yeah, that's everybody, true. And some of them actually know. I'm just saying, we can agree that some of them don't know based on what Tayo said. From personality tweet like that, somebody will do post tweets. No, it feels like it is normal, and that is because I think because the what Dale just said now, if that person is socialized enough, I think or maybe exploration is done, more, the person will have known that I think in this other culture it's not acceptable. So I'm going through this point because of what we first said. Some of them still do, but they just want to claim that their personality, that yes, I am from here, we don't do it. But they know that this thing is not true. I feel like they know that this thing is not acceptable in this particular community that I am, or this particular relationship. I feel like this guy would not like it. How you undo it? Okay, let's put it this way. How you undo an undo man is different from how you undo, yeah, seriously, it's different from how you undo somebody from Ogun State, Lagos, or in the fact, and we are all Yorubas, but yeah, there's a way you undo an undo man. Why don't you just say because you are from the northern part of Nigeria and you feel like, yeah, you people don't talk, you people talk back or something, you talk back to your husband, I don't know those that actually do that, and you feel like you want to talk back to an undo man. I'm not being racist, but I feel like they are very aggressive in nature, kind of. Not all of them, but I think statistics shows it that they're very aggressive. And that's why, if we want to fight in Nigeria safe, I feel like Undo people are very strong in the Yoruba aspect. So now, you will know, and you still decide to actually ignore. It's just like you knowing that your husband is the kind of person that is always angry, shouts, and he gets angry at every little thing. But you still decide to make him you still decide to even get that person angry. Why? Because you know, but you still decide just to hold it. So I'm accepting the fact that you said yes, some people don't know. But I'm accepting the fact that before said that yes, some people know, but they decide not just to just show that remorse, or like they feel like what I've done is actually just, they just don't want to see anything. I feel like some of them even take it as a weakness.
I want to highlight something. I feel like if you know something and you purposely do it to other, it's not remorse or something, it's just you being wicked. And some people are so
killing your conscience.
Like you feel this, you are so because of that. That's what I'm saying. If you don't have that bug, you won't even feel anything for anybody. You'll just feel like it's not. Wait, let me give you a scenario. You can't tell a military man that sees blood virtually every day. See, you understand? There are certain things that you tell him, just be like, this an announce now. So you get. Wait, let me tell you. Like, ordinarily, now if I see this Gaza scene, I try to just skip through it. Not because I don't want to see, because it becomes so gore and clear and scary to me. But someone in the military that sees blood every day, a nurse that sees blood, they'll just look at it and look at it and look at it over and
that's,
over.
On this thing you're even talking about, that's one reason why I even fear people that watch horror movies and like they are still very, very calm. You are seeing somebody cutting another person and you are even smiling. You fear those kind
of fine enough. I think I was in a group, yeah, like this podcast somewhere sometimes, and I was describing it. I was interpreting an horror movie for someone, and they'd be like, just a movie, like something that I know that it's not real, but when it comes to something, I'll just run away. You understand?
all right. So, actually, to actually be taking this to a close, and I actually appreciate everyone. What do you have for those that are outside there? Like, what are the strategies, or what do you think they can actually do to? Like strategies for coping with remorse and moving forward in a constructive manner, or like what do you think they should do? I have some points here that I feel like they should actually do, because I feel like some people need to just accept that particular trait. Like the first step is to acknowledge and accept the feeling of remorse. Is that thing is a feeling? That remorse we're talking about is a feeling. They need to recognize it. Recognize that remorse in a normal emotional response to realize the impact of one action. Like avoid suppressing or denying this emotion, because some people, they just deny it. Just as what we have been saying since morning. Some people just deny it. So we just need to just let them accept it as an emotion. Because these things are very essential to personal growth and accountability. And that's one on my own end. I don't know if you still have. Okay, let's hear from you first. What do you have for
I'll say first is just either way, everybody was brought up differently.
Yeah.
But then they said learning doesn't stop until you die.
Yeah.
Just be open-minded and listen to what people actually say. Because if one person, two people, three people are talking about the same thing about you, then you know that there's one particular thing
you
are doing wrong. Like me, for example, before people used to say I don't have empathy. Like me, I used to feel like whatever happens to anybody is the person's business or is the person's fault. I think it's too.
I think I have the same feeling with you.
I mean, I know Martin, it happens to everybody, but over time, I'm like, kind of, at least they try sometimes. And I realized over time, some things can just happen. So nobody plans it. It's just happening like that. But just try to just empathize, sympathize, feel the person's pain, and try to motivate, right? So the remorse, just about doing things right. Because sometimes you do some things. Let's say I had an argument with my cousin. Yes, we exchanged words and stuff. I was angry at what he did. But after I just went to sit down, I started feeling bad. Like, oh, my place, I'm supposed to talk some kind of things. I was feeling it, but I was still upset with him. But I was not calm. And I'm a guy. It's like, we grew up together. It's my cousin, but then, like, your brother. I just went to meet him, like, come on. What you do really vex me. But myself, I mess up. I'm not supposed to do this kind of thing. Then, like, himself, you know. So, and everything just ended there. So the most times it's just owning up, being able to learn from what people tell you.
Reflect and learn.
Once there's that, because nobody's above mistake, anything can happen at any time. You can miss.
And even from there, if you learn from your mistakes.
Learn.
Because that kind of thing, you make sure it's not happening again. And with this,
because you've been in the situation before, you'll be conscious of it not to repeat itself. Like me, sometimes somebody feel piss me off, I de vex, but my mouth no good. I could just talk something where we just change the whole. Everybody gonna say, okay, yes, he vexed you, fine, but you're not supposed to talk with him. Talk.
Yeah.
But I don't change. So over time, I just had to learn all those kind of things. So I think once you are just
So I think the fans are hearing you on this as well. So Dayo, what do you have? Like, what do you think is the next step? Like, for those that don't have these things, or so for those that even have it, that maybe denying or something. Do you have anything for them?
Like you rightly said, first of all, I think we all should work on ourselves. You need to be learning. You should educate yourself. You should be teachable. You understand? Take correction, cognizance correction, take measurable action. Feel like, okay, try to accept criticism. I'm not saying someone should criticize you on something that doesn't make sense. Or when someone is criticizing and it's coming in a constructive way, try to understand that. Okay, let me learn from this. And that's the point. Second, I feel like we should try to love more. But love is very, very, very important. Yoba used to say in Jawasa, if you love for Jawafin, and you see, if you love someone, I'm not saying your partner alone, if you love someone, you find a way of going extra mile for them. That extra mile, like you talking to your cousin, you going back to you just. That iota of love, nothing more that we take back to them. It's just love. We don't want to break the bond that day.
Elizabeth, what we are having now is like we're sending a message back to everyone out there how to actually cultivate these things. What do you think is the necessary solution that needs to be taken? What is the steps? And we have actually mentioned quite a number of things we think could help. I said we should acknowledge and accept remorse, like accept it as an emotion. Yeah. And Rufus has actually talking about empathy and talked about reflecting and learning, because we need to always learn from our mistakes. Like we have to do one or two things. And I think Dayo spoke on working on ourselves. I think seeking accountability and making amends where necessary. So do you have anything also for everyone out there?
Also, we have to, like you said, reflection. We need to take time to reflect on my actions, like the reason behind them. Fine, I know what I did is actually bad. Then I should learn to apologize. And also, I need to accept my responsibility, like own it up to myself.
if I did something bad, let me own it up. Like, this thing is actually bad, and I need to apologize. You know what we tend to do in this society that we are like, we just feel like it's a norm. Even if it's bad, you know, I can just excuse myself. But then I have to be honest and transparent.
Yeah, definitely, we should always seek accountability. Yeah,
that does it. Honest and being transparent.
I think the last one I actually want to add to it is just to cultivate that spirit of forgiveness as well.
Exactly.
That forgiveness spirit needs to come in seriously, because forgiveness for both you is working for both you and you, the person you're actually trying to work out something with, because you have that forgiving spirit. It helps you to. It even frees your mind. It makes you rest the necessary way you should rest. Because if you're having something in your mind, you are troubled. So, with this all being said, and I think we have actually used almost an hour doing this call, and I really appreciate everyone of us that are here. Elizabeth, we thank you so much. I'll be tagging your handles to this particular post and everyone's handles as well, so that everybody can go back and check on you. They'll see, maybe they might even want to ask you guys questions out there, as they have always been doing to me. So yeah, you people are now the next in line now that will actually at least take the job off for those that want to ask questions regarding this, and those that actually want help if necessary. I thank you again, Rufus, for joining
me. Thank you for having me. It was a nice talk.
Yeah, and Elizabeth, don't worry. I think next time it shouldn't be only you. But I feel like this is so bent, kind of, that I feel it would have been more fun, but it's still good. But I feel it would have been more fun if you have somebody to have supported you, in this argument.
I think I bodied it even
with that. You did try. I think we can give her that credit, right? Before we can give her that credit.
I was far 6 over 10.
At the point, she was actually making some point, and you're actually shooting yourself in your legs. It's still good. We can't blame you. We can't blame you. That, I think, is your gene, and that's how you people have been built. So
That's how we love them.
Thank you so much. And I feel like we have another nice topic to actually talk about.
No
problem. Challenging issues like this. Thank you once again. Love you all. Bye bye.
You're welcome. Bye.